The Tucson Fire Department is dealing with a tragedy. Last week, one of their own committed a murder-suicide at a popular Tucson mall, shocking many of his fellow firefighters. Violence, suicide, and PTSD are ongoing issues, not just for Tucson, but for firefighters across the country. Studies have shown up to 37% of firefighters may have symptoms of PTSD, according to the National Fire Protection Association. Tucson Fire Department Assistant Chief Joe Galata knows the problem well. He says the department has a robust mental health program so they can recognize when one of their own might need help, but it will always be a challenge. I spoke with him more about this, and I asked him how the department is handling the news this week.
It's been a very difficult week. You know, hearing the news that one of your members has committed this really horrible crime and left so many people devastated, it's just been a shock. We're still trying to figure out what could have been done differently. I know we've been working with this particular individual, and he had been struggling a little bit, but no one saw this coming.
Yeah. So, I mean, we all know that firefighters do a really hard job. We know that these are difficult situations they're put into, but I don't think we really realize that this can lead to something like PTSD or even suicide. I wonder, what are firefighters dealing with on a daily basis? Can you kind of articulate that for us?
You know, so when people call 911, it's not because something good is happening. It's usually because something difficult or bad is happening. You know, in my career, I could give you a laundry list of dead children and car accidents and drunk drivers killing innocent people and just all of these kinds of things. And it's day in and day out. People are using the 911 system so often. Our crews are running their wheels off all day long, and they don't get a break, and it just continues to eat away at them all day long. Mental health is a societal problem, and firefighters are regular people too. They have divorces, they have family issues, they have all of the same impacts on their own life that the rest of the population does. And then you add to that the things that they do and that they see at work, the you know, tragedies that they see at work, that continues to build on them. And so if you've got a firefighter who is struggling with some personal problems at home, mm-hmm. and then comes to work and is exposed to all these things, it can compound and make the home problems even greater and have an impact on what's going on with them at work.
And so there are studies out there that show that up to 37% of firefighters could show signs of PTSD. And I wonder, what can you do as an employer to sort of help your staff deal with that statistic? What programs do you have in place today?
Well, the first thing is awareness. We want our employees to be aware of the signs and symptoms of this. An individual may not recognize that they are depressed or they are suffering from some kind of post-traumatic stress because they're looking at it from the inside. From the outside, you can see behavior changes in some of these people. They may not be sleeping as well. They may be quick to snap at you, or, you know, there's just different kinds of tells that says, hey, this person is struggling with something. And so we want our supervisors, and we have trained our employees, look for these and ask the questions, offer the help, you know, reach out to this person that you are concerned about and provide them the resources, and we have a laundry list of different resources. Provide them some help.
So if somebody experiences something traumatic or one of your firefighters is starting to show signs like that, where you're starting to notice maybe they need to talk to somebody, what is it your department can do?
So the first thing, it's kind of two questions. One, if we have a traumatic event, a firefighter is killed, or there's a really just horrific kind of a call, we have peer support teams that will go to that station. They will put the station out of service. They will sit and talk to those people about what's going on. How did the call go down? And tell us about how you're feeling about it. And, you know, and give them information. And we will bring in our clinical psychologist, and that person will help us provide information to them and let them know if you start acting or feeling like this, or if your family starts having questions, please share this information with them. Have them or you call. Get us back. We'll get you the right help that you need.
I wonder, though, I mean, this is a really sensitive subject, and it's sort of like in the military or in some of these public service positions. Is it tough to get people to always admit that there's a problem?
You know, for the longest time, people want to just bury it. You know what? I can take it. I've seen worse than that, and it's not going to bother me.
Right.
But they don't realize that it is. it's cumulative and it can build, and you can start feeling the stress without realizing that you're actually feeling the stress. So it's really important that the people around you who are also going through a lot of things and they can relate to you, that they recognize, hey, you need to probably talk to somebody. Let's get somebody over here to talk to you a little bit, you know, and let's find out what we can do to give you some support. The big challenge is we've got to get people to, you know, kind of break down that stereotype of we're too tough to have any weaknesses.
Yeah, okay. Joe Galana is an assistant chief at the Tucson Fire Department. Joe, thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much.